Terry Welch is the CEO of Mildura-based Public Hospital. Very good morning to you, Terry. How are you this morning?
Matt, I'm terrific. Thank you.
Great to catch up with you, buddy, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I know you are a busy man. Got to say congratulations on the Community Forum number 2 last week. What a magnificent turnout yet again.
It was, Matt, and look, from our point of view, it's just reassuring to see community engagement at that level. Well over 1,000 people or 1,000 people streaming that forum, and I think some really terrific information from that, and another one this week being organised probably tomorrow night specific for industry, I believe. So watch for that to come out. But no, tremendous engagement, and that's reflected in the testing and what we're seeing at the community level.
All right, so we've got 214 active cases at the moment. I think 12 new cases reported over the weekend. One case in Baronga under investigation. Dead and no new cases. Currently 25 active. And Robinvale, one case reported. What else can you tell us, Terry?
Yeah, it's interesting, Matt, that we now know that it's in 120 households across Mildura. So from that point of view, what we are now hoping is that, you know, we're hoping for no more cases, of course. But what we are hoping is if there are more cases, that it can be contained within that cohort, if you like, of 120 houses, and the spread stops. That's really what we're looking for this week. I think it's a really fascinating number just to be able to share, because in the past we've seen big family groups get it all at once, if you like, from an index case. A bit different this time so far, but we'll see what comes the next couple of days. But it's certainly spread its tentacles far and wide.
Lockdown obviously been extended for another 7 days and supposedly coming out of lockdown midnight on Friday, may come out a little bit earlier depending on case numbers. Melbourne comes out of lockdown midnight on Thursday. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know, Matt. It's interesting because, you know, I think there'll be some disappointed people if we're in lockdown Friday and Melbourne after their performance is, you know, getting some freedoms on Thursday. I think logic will say it will line up and all come out Thursday night, but that is certainly not official. Of course, I don't know any more than you, but I just think that is really interesting, and we have to keep pushing our vaccination rates up, Matt, because it's that vaccination rate that determines the next phases, as you know, of the roadmap. So, yeah, we'll wait for an announcement in the coming days. I'm sure there'll be some common sense around that. And then we move on and just continue to progress, hopefully, back to the free society we want.
All right. Now, very quickly, how are the staff travelling at the Mildura base?
They've been incredible, Matt. I just could not be prouder of the team, as you know. And look, with massive numbers, but from that point of view, you know, our systems overall are working really well. We're doing some really increased surveillance testing on staff to keep them safe and well. But it is very heavy work for our team, Matt. And, you know, we're managing COVID, then we're managing SCOVID. But the team overall are doing a fantastic job, and I'm just so proud of what they're doing every day.
Yeah, terrific stuff, and so are you, mate. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Terry Welch, CEO of Mildura-based Public Hospital. Look out for that third community forum, and as soon as we get that information, we'll pass that on to you. Otherwise, check out the social media pages, Mildura-based Public Hospital, or the MRCC website as well on their Facebook page.